more. Good morning and welcome to the Let's Reveal It podcast. This is your host, John Patrick Nelson. And I know I've been away for a while, but I thank you guys for tuning back on in to a next episode of Let's Reveal It podcast. And today I wanted to talk a little bit more about the importance of wearing proper fitting shoes. I think in my career as a physical therapist, I've noticed that a lot of my patients have came in with low back pain, knee pain, hip pain, ankle pain, and even upper extremity pain, right? And it's all stemming from their improper wear of their shoes, or their shoes are not properly fit for their feet. When you think about your feet, everyone has a different types of feet. You have people with wide feet, people with narrow feet, people with their ankles are not as stable. So there's so many different arrays of factors that's going to come in to making sure that you select the proper fitting shoe, right? For instance, if you have flat feet, you need arch support, medial arch support. So it helps to lift your arch. And what that does, it decreases your chance for diagnosis such as plantar fasciitis, or it also causes knee pain, medial knee pain, due to that valgus movement of that knee. And what the valgus movement of the knee is, when your knee is pushed more on the inside, more like a knock knee orientation, if you could picture what knock knee is, right? So what happens is when you put that medial arch support in your shoes, it'll bring your knees more aligned and kind of not completely eradicate your knock knee if it's structurally like that, or how excessive that knock knee might be, but it decreases the stress placed on that medial collateral ligament, right? That ligament that keeps those two bones together on the inside of your knee. All right, so that's the importance of wearing those proper fitting shoes, or even if you're a runner. I'm now currently treating a lot of runners that's on my case, and their shoes are not properly fit for them, or they don't change their shoes as frequently as they should. All right, so that becomes an issue as well. All right, you got to take care of your foot. Your foot is so important. It's your foundation to the rest of your body. Your foot, it affects your posture, it affects your gait, and the biomechanics of your entire body if you don't address it. So when I think about your foot, I think about the anatomy. There's 33 joints in our feet. There's 26 bones in our foot and over 100 ligaments. So there's so many things that you could cause an injury. You could cause an injury to the bones, to the joints, to the ligaments, to the soft tissue. All right, so it's important for that alignment for the rest of your body. So the first thing, be sure your shoes fit correctly right away, whatever shoes that it is. Make sure it fits properly. When I've walked around in the community, I've noticed a lot of dysfunctions. And as a physical therapist, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of other physical therapists that's like me. What I do now is when I walk around in the community, I kind of look at dysfunctions and I'm like, yo, that needs to be treated. And sometimes I gotta kind of hold myself back from going up to someone and be like, hey, I think this is what is going on with you and you need to get help right away. Because if that was the case, I'll be just always walking around telling people that they need physical therapy, because everyone needs physical therapy. It's a gateway. I think physical therapy is so important because there's a lot of things that you don't know about your body that if you address it now at a younger age, you will prevent yourself from having injuries moving forward. A lot of us believe, or I don't see a lot of clients until their 40s and 50s when their injuries are just way past, and it's hard to get them back to where they were initially because it's already gone. They wait till there's pain, they wait till there's discomfort, and they don't have as much education about their body, which I believe is the number one thing. Education, educating you about the proper and the improper way to maneuver through your daily life with your body. So what happens is a lot of these individuals come after the fact, after they've damaged their body, after they're damaged these structures. There's a select few. Like, I'm currently treating a runner, and she's just coming for preventative, just to prevent herself from getting into those injuries, or prevent herself. She's looking to run a marathon, and she's trying to get herself in a way that she don't have any injuries, and that's perfect. So I can educate her on what she can and cannot do, or what will set her up for success, right? But the second thing for proper wear, ensure the ball of your foot fits comfortably in the widest portion of the shoes, right? So one thing, when I was younger, I used to wear really, really, really tight shoes because that's what everybody else was wearing. No, a lot of people's feet are not made to be in tight, narrow shoes. And I've been trying to be better on that as well, right? I can't just preach and not practice it. To get wider fitting shoes, for me, what works for me is Clarks. I love Clarks. Clarks is fashionable. It's very unique. It's very stylish. But it also has a nice wide base for my feet, all right, to be comfortable, especially as a physical therapist. I'm always standing and moving around throughout the day. So I make sure I always have something that's properly fit to my feet. So I'm not saying going out here and getting orthopedic shoes or anything, or clown shoes, right? But something that's going to fit your feet properly. So those are two things that you want to make sure that you do when you're selecting your shoes. And then from there, it just depends on you, what you do, your level of activity. That, like I said, it's the foundation to the rest of your body. So your feet is really what distinguish like other injuries, right? Not saying you can't have knee injury without, if you even have proper fitting shoes, but your foundation, you think of a house, the foundation is so important. If you don't have a good foundation, what happens to the rest of the house, right? Your house is going to be, it might flood, and when it floods, it just brings it right to the ocean. So our feet is the foundation to our body. All right, so the biomechanics of the foot as well, making sure we have proper flexibility in our ankles, because if we don't have proper flexibility, if our ankles are too tight, all the stress goes into the next joint, which is the knee joint, and the knee joint becomes overworked. And when any structures in our body becomes overworked, it's prone to injury or soreness or anything else because it's doing more work. So if you have limited range in your knees, more range is needed from your ankle, or vice versa. Say you have poor ankle stability in your feet. What happens when you have poor ankle stability in your feet is you put your rest of your body, or more specifically your ankle and your hips, for increased stress, right? Can you imagine walking and not having stability in your ankle, and you roll your ankle? So if you roll your ankle, you could mess up one of those ligaments or those muscles, or you could cause a knee injury or a hip pain. So those are some reasons or why it is so important to have proper fitting shoes to maintain the stability of your ankle, to decrease a dysfunction that is so much more prevalent. I treat people with plantar fasciitis. Nowadays, I have about 2 individuals per month that come in with plantar fasciitis injury. And plantar fasciitis is, if you look at the bottom or the heel of your foot, it's pain when you're walking. And let me tell you that it's much more difficult to treat plantar fasciitis. It's just too part of the spectrum. Either when an individual comes in, I can treat them with the plantar fasciitis and they get well in 6 weeks, or it could take years. I've seen cases that I've had patients and I'm treating them and they still haven't recovered from that injury because of their biomechanics in their foot and not taking care of the bottom of their foot or not wearing the proper fitting shoes or how they're walking, right? Those are all aspects that we must be cognizant of. And in order to address those things, it's so important that we reach out to a physical therapist, someone that has that education and can properly educate you on wearing the proper fitting shoes or what might be causing the rest of the dysfunctions in your body to help eliminate those back pain, those hip pains. There's so much more to it.